there's some more coming down. Jenny, there's one for you too. You got one?
Nobody got one first.
Everybody got one?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, are there any additions or corrections to a revised agenda at this time?
Staff notes that the agenda was revised on February 9th, 2016, to include additional business. It was revised on February 16th of 2016 to include old business numbers 11,713 and 11,718. It was also on that date revised to include the approval for the minutes and the findings of fact for December 21st of 2015. And it was revised finally on February 26th of 2016 to include the approval and for minutes and findings of fact for January 4th, 2016.
Okay.
Motion to approve revised agenda.
Second to that?
Second.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve this evening's revised agenda as read. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next, we'll have the approval of our minutes and the finding of facts for our December the 21st, 2015 meeting.
So moved. Second that.
Again, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve the minutes and the finding of facts of our December the 21st meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Excuse me. Next, I'll call for the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our January the 4th, 2016 meeting.
So moved. Second that.
Again, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and again, the second by Mr. Rickards, that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our January the 4th, 2016 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you are here for a case listener or old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Okay.